Okay, short idea. Everyone asks this question. Why is it that in the Haggadah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol mi shloi amar shloisha dvam ilu lo yotzei chavasai, the Elohim Pesach, Matzah u'morar. So what's the obvious question? Everything that we do in the Seder revolves around order. Seder. So what's the proper order? The proper order should be Morar before Matzah. Okay? Morar should come before Matzah because Vayimoru etzchayem avoyda kasha b'chayim v'ulveinim v'chol avoyda basada, and then came the Gula. So everyone asks this question. So what's the most... And the answer is everyone really gives the same answer, and that is you only really can appreciate to the purpose of the Morar after Gula. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a state of Morar, it's hard to understand, as you're going through the bitterness, what benefit there is in this event, in this horror. It's only theoretically possible, I don't know if it's practically possible, to appreciate there was a purpose to the bitterness after you experience redemption. Hindsight. V'ro'isa esachoyrai, Ufonai lo yero. It's impossible for a person to see, understand events as they unfold in front of him. Maybe, if you're lucky, achorai. Years later, in hindsight, when you reflect and you look back, you can appreciate, now I understand. It was for my benefit. It was a bracha that I went through this difficult period in my life. It prepared me. It made me better. It purified me for something later in life. Had I not been prepared to this event, I never would have been able to survive something which happened later on. So that is a koyach. That is something which is, you know, it's a very big nesayon to believe that when a person is going through a difficult time in his life, that it's for his ultimate good, and if he merits. If he's zoicha, years later, he'll be able to look back and say, in hindsight, Nechnami was a bracha. So that's what we do during the Haggadah. We have matzah. We first celebrate our redemption. Only now can we reflect and look back and realize that the bitterness that we experienced in Egypt was for our benefit. Chazal tells what was the benefit? The Kor HaBarzel. It purified our character. We were able, we were humbled. We were slaves to Paro. It's only because we were humbled and we were slaves to Paro were we able to take that nida, that character trait, and channel it towards Hashem and serve Hashem in this unique way. Okay, that's a very, very lofty, very deep, deep idea. This is what I told you, it's not a chiddush. Everyone, you'll find this idea come out in every Haggadah. Everyone says this. The only thing I want to add is I saw something beautiful yesterday, and that is the word morar is Roshei Tevois backwards, Rachamim ve'eis Rotzoin Milifonecha. Rach, this is an expression we say in davening, Rachamim, mercy, and a time of Rotzoin Milifonecha. Backwards, Ma-Rar. The last letter is Reish, Rachamim. Second to last letter is Vav, ve'eis. The third to last letter is Rotzoin, and the first letter is Milifonecha. And that's exactly what that Roshei Tevos. I'm not from the big Roshei Tevos people. I always right away skip the Roshei Tevos type of Torah, but this really captured my attention. This really captured my attention because that's exactly what this Vard is. The Vard is you cannot Morar is something which cannot be appreciated as in front of you at the time. Morar can only your own person can only appreciate that the bitterness of life is really an expression of Hashem's rachamim. And when a person is going through a time of bitterness, he has to have emunah that for him it's an eis rotzoin. Hashem is not bringing this upon him unless it was Hashem loves him. Eis asher ohev Hashem yochiach, a person whom Hashem loves. Hashem brings upon him difficult times. It's a time of rachamim v'eis rotzoin milfonecha. But it's backwards. It's backwards. V'ro'isa es achoyrai ufonai lo yero. Person cannot appreciate in the world of reality that it's true. as it happens. You only can appreciate this retroactively. Therefore, we understand matzah and then maror. And even maror itself, it is backwards to bring out this idea. Okay, let's do another idea, another quick idea. We want to discuss the question, what did the Imahos contribute to Klal Yisrael? Okay, this is a very, very interesting idea, and I think it's Mamish open Mamish Refresh and Hagod, Kaman Hagod. By the way, the Hagod, there are four Koyesos that correspond to the Dalet Imahos. Sarah Rivka Rochaleh, that means the first Koyes is Sarah, the second Koyes is Rivka, the third Koyes is who? Who would the third Koyes be? Rochel Leah. L'char it's Leah, and the fourth Koyes is Rochel. Rachel is the fourth coast because the fourth coast is Safain, and Rachel Mivake al Boneha. It is Rachel who is in the Ma'aris, who is in on Beis Lechem. Kever Rachel, she is outside and she is waiting for his coming, and she's the guarantor for the Mois HaMashiach Safain, what is hidden away for Klal Yisrael later on. There's a lot of Torah on this. Maybe we'll do probably tomorrow on this, but I threw that out just as a hakdama. What I want to say now, and that is, what did Sarah contribute? We know what Avraham is Chesed. Yitzchak is Avoida. Yira, fear of Hashem. Yira, Avoida, Davin Hashem, fearing Hashem. And Yaakov is MS, is Torah, MS. This is well established and discussed. The three pillars, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But what's not so well established is, what exactly did the four Imahos contribute to Klal Yisrael? So, what did Sarah contribute? Sarah rejected Yishmael. Avraham vayera hadavar me'oid b'yenei Avraham. Avraham did not want to remove Yishmael from Klal Yisrael. Avraham was building a nation. He was in the nation building business. And he started out with a Yishmael. And then he had a Yitzchak, and as far as Aaron was concerned, they would be partners. He would build a nation that would be built on the foundation of monotheism, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, and there would be two partners. There would be a Yitzchak and there would be a Yishmael. They would both contribute towards the nation that would be the Or La'an. That was a given. It was a Dover Poshut Ad Me'od. And what happened? Along comes Sarah, ki lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak. Out. She says this to Avraham Avinu. He says, what are you crazy? What are you talking about? Impossible. Vayera hadavar me'oid b'yenei Avraham al oido isbinoi. And what does Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Kol asher toimar Sarah shma b'koila. She's right. Sarah had the insight to reject Yishmael. Let's go further. What did Rivka contribute to Klal Yisrael? She had the insight to reject Esav. Pashat, the Brachas. Yitzchak believed there would be two. There was going to be an Esav. He's going to get the Brachas. But Yaakov also would contribute. Yaakov, Yishtam, Yoshev, Holim. He's not going to go and contribute, not be part of the nation, the Orla Amim. There'll be partners. There's going to be some type of partnership. The Chazal talk about this partnership. Rivka said there's no partnership here. It's her own child. It's amazing. The courage of a mother. A courage of a mother to reject her own child. That's awesome. I mean, that's really a very, very incredible power of a mother. There was never a Ben Sura Meir in the history of Klal Yisrael. Never. The truth was there was. Why not? Why? Because Chazal say, it would never happen that a parents would be willing to admit that they have a child that is a troublemaker. Never will you have a parent, never, it's not shaykh, it goes against the DNA of a mother and a father to go take their child to bed and say, our child, b'neinu zeh soirer u'moireh, einenu shumeh b'koleinu, zoylel v'soveh, and kill him. Never could it happen, such a thing, and it didn't happen. But it did happen once. A Rivka.
Chazal say that he heard Rivka in
Ostatica. Vayisraitz Rabbanu Mikirba. All right. Lama Zanechi. Okay, still, you find in this world.
She had out against them from then.
Look, you find. What did someone tell me so that a child. You told me this story. He may have told me a very good story about a child who was ran to his mother. And what did the mother do? May you know what I'm talking about? Of Meir. You told me a story about a woman, a mother who was. The child was ran to the mother, and yet the mother said at the very end, she told him. You told me a very good story about the love a mother has for a child under any circumstance. You once told me.
Okay.
You remember?
He went out with a girl, and the girl told him, "I'll only marry you if you give me your mother's heart."
Kill your mother. Right, okay.
And he came to his mother said, "Take my heart." But then he took it, she said to him, "My kid, watch you don't trip."
She's. Gvaldi, you hear what he just said? A boy was running with a girl, and the boy wanted to marry the girl. The girl said, "I hate your mother. I don't want the mother-in-law. The shviga. I detest her. I don't want her. I'll only marry you if you go and you kill your mother and you bring me her heart. The proof that you killed your mother." So he goes to his mother and he tells his mother, "Mother, I'm going to kill you, because I want to marry this girl and she hates you and she'll only let me marry you if I bring her your heart." So the mother says, "Fine, I love you so much, my son, I want you to be happy, you want to marry her, marry her, take my heart, kill me, take my heart, and just be careful when you go back to give it to her, don't run in excitement so you shouldn't trip and hurt yourself." Ad kedei kach. Okay, it's a very powerful story, whether it's true or not, but it's a very powerful idea. And Chazal say that that's really the truth, because that's why there was never in the history of the world a ben soirer umoira. Because a parent would never take their child and bring them to the bezin and say, "Our child is an oisfarf, kill him. Kill him and get rid of him and clean the world from his filth." It would never happen. Yet it did happen. It did happen before the Torah was given. Rivka. Rivka was willing to say that this Eisvarf here, Esav, is not getting the brachas. And he's out. And he's out of this world and the next world. Okay? Wiped him, removed him from Eulah, from Klal Yisrael, the Nitzchias of this world. He was excluded. It's unbelievable. The courage of Rivka Imenu. So Rivka contributed very much to Klal Yisrael. She removed Esav. Now, here's the real hard question. What did Rachel and Leah, what did they contribute to Klal Yisrael? This people get stuck with. They have a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, it says that the reason Yaakov buried Rachel Baderech was that she should be misspelled for Klal Yisrael.
It's in the future. Let's talk about nation building. What did she contribute? And Leah, what did they contribute? Bizman, equivalent to Sarah and Rivka. So the Mufaznal Moy Avot. What? What in the Shvatim? They didn't reject any Shevet. Just Sarah had a Yitzchak, Rivka had a Yaakov. So they had 12 Shvatim. So that's what they gave. Something more. What midah? A midah that they contributed. So the answer is, this is not my var, this is something which is discussed by the big Bali Machshava.
Malchus?
Is
it,
what?
Malchus?
No, not Malchus. Something very, 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 pretty simple, in fact. There's a very bizarre discussion, conversation that takes place at the end of Paras Vayetze. Paras Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu, he has 12 children, 11 children, and then they go out into the field, he tells his wives, he calls them out into the field. And he says, as we suddenly go on and on and on, he tells them all these details. Okay, let me find the pasuk over here. Batan, okay, so he takes the Navayomer Yaakov says that your father, Lavan, Vayomer lohen ro'eh anochi aspnei avichen ki einenu elai kismal shulshein ve'lokei avi hoya imadi. Okay, I'm almost finished, Rabbi, so don't worry, I'm not going to keep you here much longer. Va'atan Rachel v'lei v'atoymar nelo ha'oylo nuchelik v'nachlo v'esavinu. You're right. Ha'aloi nachlois nachshav nelo ki mechoron v'yoch locha rost kaspeinu ki cholo oysher. Basically, they said, you're right, Yaakov Avinu, we have no chelek. Do whatever you want. What was Lavan? Lavan represented materialism, the spitz of materialism. Lavan, everything about Lavan from day one, from the first time we find him to the last day we find him, it's all about money. Money, money, money. Yishmael was a late. What was the Litzanis? We're winding down a Litzanis. Me'avimelech nisabra sara. Esav is rishis. He wanted a tzeach. And what was Lavan? Lavan, it wasn't about religion. It was all about money. Rachel.
Even if the volume is
up,
those things will go on.
Rachel and Leah had the courage to make a statement which affected the DNA of Klal Yisrael. It's not all about money. It's not about money. They said, you're right, our father Lavan, we're nachrios. We don't want to have anything to do with our father Lavan. By making this statement, Rachel and Leah were doing equivalent to what Sarah and Rivka did. Sarah rejected Yishmael. Now I want to show you that the rejection of Yishmael really is the rejection of Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. Yishmael really, because what is the Leitzanis? Kol Leitzenusa Asira Lebar Mi Leitzenusa De Avodas Kechavim. The Midah of Leitzanis is rooted in idolatry. Yishmael is really the rejection of Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was one who rejected Avodah Zarah. He rejected Avodah Zarah. Yishmael was basically saying that Avraham Avinu is a faker. He's a faker. He's not an Oved Hashem. He's trying to undo the rejection of Avodah Zarah. By Sarah rejecting Yishmael, he ran out of time, I can go on. Sarah Menu is rejecting idolatry. It's a koyach, a deeper level. Avraham Avinu, he served Hashem. Avraham Avinu was a recognition, there's a God. But Sarah went further to be mechazek, to remove any trace elements of idolatry. Rivka, it wasn't about, it was about just the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Esav. And Lavan, Rachel and Leah, they came to reject Lavan, who represents materialism. And their rejection of Lavan is the Klal Yisrael, we are not a materialistic nation. Money is not everything. It's the only thing. No. Money is not everything. It is the rejection of materialism. Now, when we understand this, the Haggadah takes on in a whole new meaning. There are really three parts of the Haggadah before you can do until the real part of the Haggadah. What do you start off with? You start off with Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. That's how we start the Haggadah. After the Manishtana, before children ask the question, and now is the response. Mitchila Oivdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu V'Achshav Kevanu Makom La'Avodah Asai. Who is this? This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the rejection of Avodah Zarah. Avram discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He destroyed the idols of Terach. And Sarah went further. Sarah went further to destroy, to remove Yishmael, who claimed, Me'avimelech nis'abra Sarah. He claimed to discredit. He was a late. The midah of late sonis is the midah of Avodah Zarah. Yishmael was the ultimate late. Me'avimelech nis'abra Sarah. And that was the Chazal called Leitzanis. And Leitzanis is the midah of Avodah Zarah. Requires more hesber, but we're running out of time, so we can't do this now. Next, after we go through the first thing, we go through all the sukkah, we then come to Baruch Shomer Haftachosei Yisrael, which culminates in Vihi Sha'amdol Avoseinu V'Shemachol Dor V'Dor Oimdim Olein L'cha Aloseinu. Every generation they want to destroy us. Who's that? Who wants to destroy us? Esav. Who's the one that rejected Esav? Who rejected Esav? Rivka. Okay? And after we go through the Haftacha and the Yishamda, what do we then do? The next part of the Haggadah is the Psukim of Bikurim. Tseyu Lamad Mabikesh Lavan Harami. Who's the one that got rid of Lavan Harami? Shabikesh Lakar Esakol. When you focus on money, when everything is about money, then you're finished. That's mamish la'akar es hakol. If money is not everything and you worship idols, you're okay. If money is not everything and people are trying to destroy you because they hate you, you'll survive. But when you live a life of materialism and everything revolves around money, then you're finished. Then there are no values, there are no morals, there is nothing. He wanted to make Yaakov Avinu into different perushim. I'm telling you, pshat is he wanted to make Yaakov Avinu into a person who enjoys this world, who is a materialistic person, a life of luxury. And who is the one that gets credit for rejecting Lavan? Rachel and Leah. And then you finish. Then that's it. That's the end of the Haggadah. Then you have to saying the Pesuk Mahalo. So it comes out that the response to the Arba Banim can be broken down into three parts. Mitechila, that's number one, which is Avodah Zarah. The second part is Baruch Shemer Haftachosa, that the Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, which is really the battle of Esau against Yaakov, and the one that saved us from him was Rivka, and then Tzeil Lamad, Lavan. Who saved us from Lavan? Who rejected Lavan? Rachel Velea. So the three sections that we respond to the Dad Manashtana is really a tribute to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Okay.
Is it the
Haggadah? No. Not Haggadah, no.